And you talked about returning to Divana every weekend for the Methodist service. So just talk to us a little bit about how that came about. How was the service held at Divana?
Well, the Griffiths family moved in 1818 as tenant farmers from the owner at the time, whose name was John Cheeseman Seven, who inherited it from his wife. He married the person who owned it. It was a young woman from Pennybont Hall, and her father had bought the Divana estate because it was a bigger estate at the time. So anyway, they didn't live in it. They carried on living in Pennybont Hall. So it was rented out, and my great 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 however many greats grandparents moved in 1818 with three children. They'd only come from Lambister. They hadn't come very far, and they found it. And then 100 years later, my grandfather bought it. So we've just celebrated the bicentenary of Griffiths's Divana in 2018, and we had a big party, invited all of the family. Well, I say all of the family. We invited my grandparents' offspring and their family, because that in itself was about 100 people, and we thought that's plenty. If we'd have gone to cousins, my father's cousins, and it just would have been too big, absolutely vast. So we had to keep it manageable. So yeah, we had a big celebration in 2018, which was great. Yeah, 200 years the family have been here. And when they the first in 1818, when they moved here, they moved from Lambister, where there wasn't a chapel. The chapel was built at Lambister a bit after that. But it was quite normal for services, non-conformist services, to happen in people's homes. So when they moved here, almost immediately they started having prayer meetings and Methodist services at Divana, and that carried on. And it carried on for about, I don't know, 180 years, 190
Goodness me, that's
years,
incredible.
something like that. It was only in the early 2000s that the services stopped. So yes, so there is quite a deep history of Methodism at Divana. And I've bought this little book just to show you, which I think you've seen.
We have a copy.
And I wrote this in 1993, when it was 175 years, and we had a big celebration. We had a service, we had a big tea, hundreds of people came. There was a report in the newspaper about it. And my auntie, through marriage, so Mercy Griffiths, who married my uncle Gwyn, who was the second eldest brother, fantastic artist, she has done the illustrations in the book.
So you wrote it specifically for that celebration?
I did, yes, I did.